to politics now, a national political story, but it's centered in the 26th Congressional District of the state of New York, where there was a special election last night and a result. Joining us now is Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics site for WNYC Radio, which is the co-producer of The Takeaway, by the way. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
So the victor is?
The victor is Democrat Kathy Hochul.
I am so incredibly humbled tonight, truly. And I am so looking forward to representing the people of the 26th District and fight for the issues that I know they care about in Washington. So thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Kathy Hochul and about this district and what's significant about her victory here. It seems to me like the old story of the GOP vote was split.
Well, what's interesting about this district, it's reliable Republican territory. Mm-hmm. These are these rural communities and suburbs between Buffalo and Rochester, and it's been Republican for decades. Jack Kemp represented part of this district decades ago. John McCain won this district in 2008. This is Republican country, so a Democrat winning is significant. How Kathy Hochul won was by hammering on the Republican Medicare plan, the Republican budget plan that Paul Ryan came up with, and the Republican opponent just couldn't answer that.
Now, she went straight at the Paul Ryan budget by talking to, and let's just say there are elderly constituents.
This is an aging district.
Exactly. So it's very, very relevant to these people. Mm-hmm. How does that Medicare debate in the 26th possibly reorder the debate or they'll change the language down in Washington?
Well, you saw during this campaign, the Republican was Jane Corwin. She initially came out and said, yes, I support this budget plan. And as the campaign continued, and as she saw the polls getting closer and closer, she was definitely changing her language around this to try to hedge a little bit. She still supported the plan, but she said, this is actually what's going to save Medicare, because if we don't do something, the Medicare will go bankrupt by 2024. You're seeing now in Washington, this is going to freak people out.
Well, Gingrich has already backed away from it.
Yeah, I mean, just a week ago, you had Newt Gingrich having to backpedal because he criticized this plan.
Right.
And so now this week, there's going to be a vote in the Senate on the Paul Ryan budget plan. And you've already had moderate Republicans, Olympia Snow and Susan Collins from Maine and Scott Brown from Massachusetts, saying they're not going to vote for it based on the Medicare issue.
And it's interesting. You mentioned Scott Brown, because a lot of people are saying, well, this is the Scott Brown race for the Democrats. Although, to a certain extent, how much, you know, major influence has Scott Brown ended up having in Washington? That may have been more a political rhetoric spin type of thing than a real game changer.
I think it's accurate to call this the Democrats' Scott Brown moment, because Scott Brown's victory was absolutely symbolic. It freaked the Democrats out when he won, when he took Ted Kennedy's seat. But like that
Although
race...
that was a whole state. That was a Senate.
Yeah,
that's
was
right.
A Senate
yeah,
seat.
And it deprived the Democrats of their supermajority.
It had a much bigger impact
exactly.
in Washington. This has a symbolic victory, though, because the Democrats came in. They weren't supposed to win this race, and they came in, hammered on, found an issue that they could get traction, found an issue where the voters were absolutely responding. Seniors were very concerned about Medicare being destroyed. I talked to voters on the campaign trail, even though the Paul Ryan budget
This was resonating with them.
This was absolutely resonating with them.
It wasn't a bunch of fuzzy kind of, I like him, I like her, I don't like him, I don't like her. It was definitely Medicare.
It was fear. It was
really?
Absolute fear. This is a guy named Jess Meyer who I talked to, who's retired. He's on Medicare, and this is what he told me last week.
I don't know. She seems to want to hold Medicare together, and that's what I'm on. When they want to take it away, it makes me mad.
That sounds like a bumper sticker for the Obama campaign in 2012 in some sense. Let's talk a little bit about the other dynamic in this race. If this was a pulse taking of Medicare, which it certainly was, that's very interesting down in Washington. It's also, it seems to me, a verdict on the influence or problem the GOP has with Tea Party candidates.
Well, that's what was the total oddball factor in this race. There was a guy named Jack Davis who ran as an independent on the Tea Party ballot line. He'd previously run for the same seat as a Democrat. So what you had was this infighting among Tea Party groups, national and local Tea Party groups, about whether this guy was actually a real Tea Party candidate. He was polling a little stronger earlier and was really creating a three-way dynamic that helped the Democrat Kathy Hochul. In the end, he got just 9% of the vote, but Kathy Hochul's margin was only 5%. So he absolutely was a factor.
He was a decisive factor. So even 9% was significant here. However, you've been in this district. You've spent time in these little towns, Batavia. Mm-hmm. I actually know this part of the world very well. Is this Tea Party country?
Well, that's what the real question will be. This is a working class community. There's real concern about losing ground. there's real concern that something, that we're on the decline. And so you heard a lot of people supporting spending cuts, saying the government, there was too much government. But then if you start talking about to make those spending cuts, you're going to take away my Medicare, like that, that did not work for the voters that I talked to. But none of the candidates on the campaign trail in the new, in the 26th district were saying, here's how we're going to come back in the 26th district. This is the larger vision for the economy. There was no conversation about that.
Let me push back on you here. We had Ron Christie on the program earlier this week talking about how Obama is going to be vulnerable in 2012. The Tea Party is going to have a certain amount of traction. And yes, Obama may have consolidated his positions on the economy to a certain extent. And, of course, getting Osama bin Laden. Convince me this isn't just a fringy district up in New York where, gosh, they have two Democratic senators, for heaven's sakes. It means nothing in Texas, in Florida, in Pennsylvania.
I think it complicates the debate. People are going to have to think hard about how they talk about cutting government, because it's easy to run on cutting government. It's easy to run on getting rid of the federal deficit. But if then, to be honest, you've got to say, what's the conversation about entitlements? And this race shows that you can be very vulnerable if you start talking about Medicare.
So the peril, the takeaway here is, in the 26th district, the perils of getting specific on big budget cuts.
Exactly.
All right, Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics site for WNYC, which is the co-producer of The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.